press the button, put yourself into a good place, because it's time for us to discuss your health and well-being here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Anuka chiropractor. He's a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife have a fabulous website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, in which every week there is a new podcast that brings you insight into the world of medicine and how it affects you in a way that you won't find anyplace else. Thus, the moniker Forbidden Doctor. You're your own doctor. It's up to you. You read, you listen, you hear, you watch and learn. There are all kinds of things, so many things about the body that are just so amazing, so many things we don't know, things that are changing every day, Jack, and this is your attempt to make sure that people know what's going on around them with a different point of view. So it's must listen and must see. Before we get to that, though, I want to spend a few minutes on this animal study that was published in the Journal of Gerontology, revealing eating strawberries may prevent memory decline. Well, that's good for me, man. I eat strawberries every day, and this is the season for strawberries. I know some people that are growing strawberries in their little garden, and they're cool, especially when they have been harvested and you eat them right away. They have that sweet, wonderful taste.
When when you've been growing them with some natural fertilizer for a composted soil, you can't ask for a healthier source of vitamin C, whole food vitamin C, that is, plus all these other things, plus the fisetin, F-I-S-E-T-I-N. It's something that the Cellular Neurobiology Laboratory at the Salk Institute, they were studying mice, and they split them into groups. I mean, mice are a little easier to study than humans.
Yep.
And they put them in two different groups, and one of the two groups had an adequate amount of these this fisetin from strawberries. And the other group, both groups were given a drug that brings on premature aging and brings on Alzheimer's. Mm. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen an Alzheimer-inflicted mouse, but most mammals can be given drugs that induce Alzheimer's, and they exhibit Alzheimer-type activity.
Right.
So they did it to both groups, but the one group got an abundant supply of strawberries. And the deficits that occurred in the group without the strawberries was not observed in the group that got the strawberries, even though both groups got the drug. So when the Cellular Neurobiology Laboratory at Salk Institute, I mean, that's, you know, that's not your neighborhood garage experiment.
No, these people are serious. That stuff means something. Well, it'd be interesting to see how long it takes people to get this. I think eating strawberries is an important thing every single day in my life. Strawberries, blueberries. I surround myself with raspberries and blackberries and melon and all the things that are grapes and cherries, whatever stuff there is around that's fresh and in the season. And even if it isn't, if you can't find fruit in season, then you have the next best thing. Find it fresh somewhere at a store, or maybe even better yet, the discussion now is about freezing the fruits and vegetables when they are first picked. And the argument is that they may actually be better for you than the so-called fresh food at the time of year when you can't get it locally. Like right now, we can find in my neck of the woods fresh fruit galore and fresh produce, lettuce, spinach, broccoli, all kinds of squash, corn, the things that we love in the summertime. Those are now available and will be until the first frost. But after that, where do you go for them, and how do you ensure that what you're getting really has value?
Well, that's an excellent question, because freezing actually destroys vitamin C.
Does it?
Yeah. Now, in foods that came out of the earth, or something that ate the food coming out of the earth, you got vitamins, you got minerals, you got enzymes, you've got coenzymes, you have different kinds of factors and cofactors that are a part of the natural food base for human beings. When you freeze it, most of those things are held intact, especially if they're frozen in low air pressure conditions, but vitamin C is destroyed. Now, what other studies have shown that if they are dehydrated in a low-temperature dehydrator that may take 2 to 3 days to do it, the vitamin C is preserved. as you know, as the pioneers and 100 years ago and maybe 150 years ago, they would dry things, they would salt things to preserve them, to allow, when they didn't have refrigeration, obviously, this is how they preserve their foods, their fresh harvest from the farm, meats that were processed, would be in a smokehouse or in a salt house. And these things would allow most of the natural constituents of these foods to be preserved. But some things are destroyed by cooking. Obviously, enzymes are destroyed by cooking. Some things are destroyed by freezing. Mm-hmm. A lot of enzymes are destroyed by freezing, but not all.
Didn't know that.
You know, it's a line most people can walk if they want to look into it closely enough to make sure that their families are getting the best in nutrition. Nutrition has never been an easy proposition, never. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, when they had to scrape from the ground what they were going to eat that day, today it's a full-time job to watch over the nutritional status of a family of four people because of all of the stuff out there that has been put into foods, the way some things are processed, overprocessed. And so what used to be a battery and an explosion of infectious diseases now has become an explosion of chronic diseases. And I think the malnutritive state of the country contributes that to some point.
Right. You see, the Campbell Soup Company has bought an organic soup company in order to expand their line. But Campbell hasn't got a great track record and hasn't got a great reputation among the locavores who see Campbell as just this huge conglomerate that does all kinds of things, cooking soup in cans. And they're not the only ones that do that, but they're the biggest. And now they move into the organic market, and what I see here is a dilution of the organic market, because anytime these big companies buy into the successful organic business, it's because they see their market share going.
Yeah.
And the organic people have it, so they buy them, and then they ruin
the
value of organic as a label.
Organic still means something with the USDA. There are very strict
organic. Yeah, but they've
organic,
screwed it up.
If it's in America.
Yeah. Right.
Stuff that's marked organic coming from outside the country, I don't know.
It's a joke.
But organic in this country still means things, and there are more commercial farms all the time converting to an organic farm. Now, it takes anywhere from 3 to 5 years of treating the soil after it's been commercially farmed before it can be considered an organic farm. But farmers are beginning to learn that organic farming is actually cheaper than what they have to do a commercial farm.
Well, they don't have to buy all of the stuff. But in terms of you just let the soil find its base again. That's what happens. Without putting fertilizers, when you want to become organic, I've investigated this for my dairy farm, you just don't use, I don't use commercial fertilizers and haven't, so I'm basically running an organic farm now. I just never bothered with a certification. Yeah.
Well, that's why the milk was good. That's why your milk was healthy.
Exactly. That's why people love
that. From your cows is because you weren't spraying chemicals on the grass that they ate.
Yeah. Important food for thought. Food, an important part of our body and maintaining our health and well-being. That's Jack's Focus. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen, 15 past the hour in a moment. An overview of this week's very valuable and potent. It's a potent pot. Potent pot?
Potent pot of podcast.
Yes, it's the potent pot of podcasting right here on the Good Day Health show.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars would activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
It's now 17 and change past the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen. So let's go through the podcast and find out what matters this week to you and your wife, Mary, who share some incredible stories usually. So this week we're going to learn what?
It's a continuation of last week's Everything is Always Working Out for You. And the thing is, for every one of us, no matter how difficult things might seem, if you really pay attention to what's going on around you, you can open yourself up to the fact that things really are working out for you all the time. But it takes more than just a mere noticing of things, because as we ebb and flow, some of us are feeling like the whole world's on against us all the time, where other people seem like there's, you know, it's a free ride for anything they want. What we talk about is an incredible story from Mary, and the growth that both of us feel like we've had, which we've been moving in that direction for, to really begin to see the greatness of your own existence. And even if you have a hard time trying to see how great things really are, that's kind of where the story starts. And it's a very uplifting thing. We didn't go for a particular disease, or we didn't go for a particular malady or some kind of a condition. We went right to the heart and the soul of our humanity. And we have one lady who texted us here yesterday or day before and says, I have listened to this 6 times in a row. Please give us more of this. So I think it's probably one of the best, if not the best, we've done.
So under the circumstances, each week in these podcasts, you pick out something that usually is a health issue. This is not really this one.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. This is in a very unique class all by itself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of a dynamic that we've hinted at in various podcasts, that the idea that you create your own reality, and whether you're aware you're doing it or not, the vibrations you're sending out are coming back to you in a greater degree than you sent out, at a magnifying factor.
And it can certainly affect your health, your well-being.
Oh, absolutely.
If you think you're well, then you'll be much better. It sets a tone in your subconscious mind. So this is a blend of what some people say, new age thinking and old age thinking. It's common sense. If you understand how the mind works, the mind is the most impactful thing in your body, in your existence, and it predicates what's going to go on in your body.
Well,
your
sure.
mind is solid, your body will be solid and sound. I think that's the message here. Check out the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, 21 after the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
If you're into music, you no doubt know about Monster. They're one of the hottest brands on the planet, with best-selling headphones and speakers that fuse style with substance. Tech It Out caught up with Noel Lee, founder, CEO, and head Monster at Monster Audio.
So we designed the world's best headphones, and the knowledge of, you know, my personal ability to be an engineer, an audio engineer, musician, and audiophile, kind of wrap all those together.
Noel says Monster's signature heavy bass also set it apart from the competition.
We were very passionate on figuring out how to get bass, that punch that the kids wanted to hear. All the instruments were electronic. That was the impact of the music when we came out with Beats. And we were the first ones to be able to do that.
ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Now 23 after the hour, you're listening to Good Day Health This Hour, featuring the intelligence of Dr. Jack Stockwell, an indie chiropractor, a nooker chiropractor, focusing on your shoulders and your neck, but it affects your entire spine and your well-being. The chiropractic world will tell you, without a healthy spine, you will not have health, period. Right? That's basically what the credo is of chiropractors. Without a healthy spine that's in alignment, you will not have, the rest of your body will not function properly. Yes?
Yes. Well, that's where the central nervous system is. You know, the central nervous system consists of the brain itself, the spinal cord, and everything that's contained inside the spinal structure. The peripheral nervous system is everything outside of that. And the reason that chiropractors work on the spine is not because they're trying to get rid of this pain or that pain. I mean, that's just totally incidental to the whole thing. What they're trying to do is open up the free flow of nerve innervation. Because we know if you put pressure or you affect the function of a nerve, wherever that nerve goes downstream is going to have some dysfunction because of it. Muscle atrophy, organ dysfunction, problems with the skin, problems with the blood, problems with nutritional absorption, problems with excretion, whatever. And so we work with the spine to open up that beautiful river of life that the nervous system offers us, because mm-hmm. that's what we really are. You know, if you took off your skin, you took off your muscles, you took out the bones, you took out the blood, you took out the organs, and you left nothing but the nervous system. You'd look like you.
Mm-hmm.
You'd look a little gray, because nerves are kind of gray looking because of the myelin, but it would still look like you. The corners of your mouth, the corners of your eyes, your fingertips, and the rest of the body exists to keep that nervous system alive, because that's where your mind, your soul is concentrated. And so what we do in our philosophy is to open up that flow of life throughout the rest of the body to make sure that the mind has optimum nutrition.
You know, one of the things in terms of optimum, things that are used for research or things, you know, there are those who say when mankind destroys itself, the bugs will take over and it'll be a planet of bugs.
Roaches, yes.
Yeah, well, but there are a lot of bugs that are used. There are a lot of bugs that help us. And I wonder, you know, there are a lot of, you get bugs that are good in the soil. Bugs, when you get a bug bite, sometimes it's good because depending on the context of the bug bite, it could be like a vaccine. You get enough little bug bites from things that are bad for you, but you get them a little bit at a time. It helps build up a resistance to it. Like anything else that you experience, I encourage my daughter to have Miles, my grandson, get as dirty as possible as often as possible.
Yes.
Because all that dirt getting into your system is very helpful for your immune system. And that's what bugs. You get a bug bite from a mosquito, or you get a bug bite from, I mean, you name whatever kind of thing there is, you know, wandering around. I don't know whether that applies to bees or not. If you get enough bee stings, you're going to be, is that, anybody ever asked you that?
Well,
that's something I didn't think about. Getting enough bee stings.
I'm going to suggest something that maybe sounds a little different, but this is what the Forbidden Doctor is all about. We aren't we may be the highest form, the top of the food chain on this planet,
mm-hmm.
but we do not live apart and away from a complete community of life forms.
Yeah.
And we've developed on this planet in a community of life forms. And there is, even though you can't see TV and radio waves, there's energy that's coming out of the body that can be measured, and there's energy coming into the body. But the same thing with plants and animals. And so
rocks even. There's energy coming out of rocks.
When your body needs something that you're not consciously aware of, it will put out this vibration. I need this. Mm-hmm. And it may drive you with a food craving, or it may pull in a virus. It may pull in a bacteria that it needs for a particular process and then clean itself up.
Food for thought, literally and figuratively. The Life and Times of Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health at 28 past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
If you're into music, you no doubt know about Monster. They're one of the hottest brands on the planet with best-selling headphones and speakers that fuse style with substance. Tech It Out caught up with Noel Lee, founder, CEO, and head Monster at Monster Audio.
So we designed the world's best headphones. And the knowledge of my personal ability to be engineer, an audio engineer, musician, and audiophile, kind of wrap all those together.
Noel said, Monster's signature heavy bass also set it apart from the competition.
We were very passionate on figuring out how to get bass, that punch that the kids wanted to hear. All the instruments were electronic. That was the impact of the music when we came out with Beats, and we were the first ones to be able to do that.
Asus, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. 60 million people in the United States have kidney stones. How they are treated depends on analysis of the stones through a CT scan.
Cystine stones are the rare type of stones that can actually be dissolved by giving patients medication or increasing their hydration.
Now, while they may be easier to treat, urologist Dr. David Patterson says the symptoms can still be intense. They include nausea, back pain, blood in the urine, vomiting, and very severe pain.
If the stone is less than 5 millimeters, We will place them on some narcotics and a drug called Flomax, which relaxes the muscle within the ureteral wall. It takes away some of that spasm, but also helps dilate the ureter just slightly enough that hopefully they'll pass the stone.
Stones larger than 5 millimeters are less likely to pass spontaneously and often need more aggressive treatment. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I can remember when gas stations had both self-service and full-service islands, and many drivers enjoyed the full-service choice. Attendants would run out to the car, pump the gas, air up your tires, wash the windshield, and check the oil. When consumers found that self-service resulted in cheaper gas, though, most of us abandoned full-service stations, so today they're a nostalgic thing of the past, but not in New Jersey and Oregon, the two states that legally ban people from pumping their own gas. They claim it's about safety, but years of history in the other 48 states prove otherwise. It's about protecting higher prices, and that is not the government's job. Citizens there should look through the lens of liberty and tell the state it's none of their business how we decide to fill her up.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Mind for more focus on your body, your health. I want to talk about fake medical news in a moment. We all hear the story that claimed about fake news. You're watching CNN. You're an expert in fake news. So what about medical news? Is some of that fake as well? Jack, though, wants to congratulate and acknowledge a lady who listens to us in Santa Clarita.
Yes.
On the radio there. So she came, after listening to you on this program, she came to see you, yeah?
Yeah. Mary and I stopped by the office. We were running some errands, and she was in there seeing Jill, who is our very, very talented nutritionist.
Yep.
And she just jumped up and down. I love Doug Steffen. I love Doug Steffen. I love you guys. I love you guys. And she gave us both a big hug. And she says, I've been listening to Doug for years, and I'm so glad he's let you be on his show. And so,
what do you mean let? Jack has a – didn't we ever hear this? Jack's got a gun. The reason Jack is here is because he has a gun.
Yeah, and it's hidden in Doug's house. And he doesn't know where he's been looking for it.
Right.
He just knows
that's,
it's there.
That's what the Forbidden Doctor website is really all about.
Yeah, but she so loves
that's
your
sweet.
Show
that's nice.
That she never misses it when she, when possible. And she heard us, and she wanted to come under our care. And she flew up from Southern California.
Good. Good for her.
Yeah.
All right. That takes care of acknowledging whether people actually get what we're trying to do here. We're trying to get you to focus on yourself, understand that there are a number of ways to treat problems that you have. There's not just one way. It isn't the traditional way. It isn't the new way. It's oftentimes a blended approach. But it's hard sometimes for people to grasp that, Jack, because there's so much misinformation. And I use the term fake news because it's so prominent now. Everybody's talking about how much fake news there is. So have you taken the trouble or the time to analyze what there is in the world of medicine, the news that comes out of some of the journals, some of the things that are touted by various news media that really aren't true? Is there a really super example these days about fake medical news?
I don't know that in a peer-reviewed journal you're going to find something fake, but you can find something that unless you read through the entire study yourself and learn what really took place and how they really did it and what the numbers mean. There are studies out there in a peer-reviewed journal that was done with two or three people. And because one person responded favorably, they'll say 33% improvement using this particular modality. And another thing you want to look at is who paid for the study. The majority of these medical studies are not free time done by a well-wishing altruistic researcher. They're being paid heavy to do this stuff through grants from the NIH that has a tremendous influence from the pharmaceutical industry. And there's a lot of things that should be researched in the natural market, but they will not fund it. They will not fund research for what I do. They will not fund it with what natural paths do.
There's no money in it.
Well, they don't want something getting into the news that says, wait a second, maybe we don't need these drugs. Maybe you should do this instead, because here's a study of 25,000 people. Just like that recent vaccination study that was done of 666 kids that showed that those that were vaccinated were sicker and more prone to chronic disease problems than the kids who weren't vaccinated. And that's the first time that has ever showed up in a peer-reviewed journal.
One of the things I was just talking about, if you're just joining us, in terms of you're becoming immunized, you get bee stings through your life, get mosquito bites, you get access and exposure to things that are in the universe, that are in the atmosphere, and that's how you build up an immunity. And supposedly, a lot of the shots that you get are going to help you. Like when I was a kid, I got a polio shot. You did, too. And that was the first time I think there was any real strong focus on vaccines, because polio was a horrible, crippling disease that was affecting millions of people worldwide. So when Jonas Salk came up in the 50s with the Salk vaccine against polio, everybody stood in line. They wanted that shot. And there are probably four or five other things that have had that kind of impact. But now we're getting so many shots for so many different things, and
This is a good point you're bringing up, because at the time the Salk vaccine came out, polio was already 94% eradicated. They found out what caused the problem. Mm-hmm. People started cleaning up the swimming pools and the little lakes and ponds that these kids were swimming in where they were getting this problem. But the scarlet fever that was just terrible at the beginning of the last century went away without any kinds of vaccines. Mm-hmm. And at the time Salk did his work, it was considered ridiculous that the body could possibly attack itself. That was the craziest idea that they ever thought of. Mm-hmm. Now there are 88 confirmed, studied autoimmune diseases. That long ago, they didn't believe that it was even possible for the body to attack itself. Now it's everywhere.
Some of these vaccines are aimed at eradicating that stuff, but they're not using the correct formulas, and there's too much of it, too many questions, and now you have so many children with so many problems. When we were growing up, we didn't have, and people say, it's because you didn't recognize them. No. I think there were real problems, but there are problems that have been, there's so much stuff now available on a lot of the, whether it's a Facebook kind of website or some of the specifics with regard to vaccines. If you're a parent or a parent-to-be, you really need to educate yourself as to what vaccines are necessary and which ones aren't, so your child doesn't come up as a ward of the state or a ward of yours because they have autism or ADHD or something that's worse than that, that could come out of this.
Yeah, look at cancer. It is now the number one cause of death of children up to 15 years old. Mm-hmm. Cancer!
Mm. Yeah. Look at what's in the environment around us. Good Lord. Yeah. All right. Now, speaking of things that are wrong with you, if you haven't taken advantage of Jack's symptom survey at forbiddendoctor.com, you'll see right there on the website a symptom survey. Now, what that is there for is so you can go through the symptom survey, tell Jack and his staff what's going on with you. They'll examine it. They'll let you know what they think. They'll have a consultation with you and give you some ways in a homeopathic way to get around it, or an all-natural way to get around what the problem is. I have a whole page of things after I did my symptom survey that Jack came up with and his staff of things I needed to do to supplement, literally and figuratively, that which I'm putting into my body every day. I try to eat the right foods most of the time. Every once in a while, I get overcome by a great dish of ice cream or some. I had some banana bread yesterday. Oh, my God. It was fabulous.
That stuff is perfectly okay, including the ice cream, if you have it every now and then. It's the people where this is their main staple that you see these problems taking place. Jill, our nutritionist, just texted me and said, autoimmune diseases now affect more people than cancer, diabetes, and heart disease combined.
And yet the major drug companies and the major universities don't want to hear this. They do not. They keep discrediting the people. And you and Jack have had this. You and Ken have had this conversation and debate. You've debated it with other people who have been on this program, and they always it's frustrating because you want to believe that the work's being done for the right reason and it's going to give you the right information. But I go back to fake news in the medical world. We're all concerned about fake news, and a lot of these fakers that are disseminating information, especially about vaccines, are misleading you. Up there, you need some of them, but you sure as heck don't need them all.
Well, and most people, including you and I and the listening audience and Kara, do not believe that an industry could be so rotten in the depths of its core that it could actually trade children's lives and health for the bottom line.
No, that's
we can't believe that kind of evil exists.
Get real.
Even though antibiotics, when they first came out, all those guys in World War II and all those guys and girls in the Korean conflict, penicillin saved hundreds of thousands, if not millions of lives. But now we have traded those infectious diseases for chronic diseases because of our chronic dependence upon antibiotics and other kinds of injectables into the body, that we're to a point now, I think another generation or two, the rapid increase of autism and the rapid increase of infertility, we don't have to worry about the end of the world. We're going to do it ourselves to
ourselves. Exactly. Yeah. You got to have muscle. The older you get, the more muscle you need, men and women. You need to build up your strength. You need to build up your musculature. You need to be strong. And that is external as well as internal. The gut, the things that you get. Jack promotes the Long Life Energy Enzymes on his ForbiddenDoctor.com. He and Mary put together this fabulous combination of things that will affect the health of your gut. You need probiotics in there. You need things that will give you the ability to digest the food, to eat the good food that you're eating, and that comes from enzymes. And these long-life energy enzymes, you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com, are fabulous. I take them every single day, as well as I take the ageless thyroid, although I don't really know that I need the thyroid stuff, but thyroid.
The older we get, the less active, the less productive the thyroid gland becomes. And if you want to maintain various processes in the body right up until the last day in your 90s, this is the product for you.
You got to find something also that makes exercise fun. You like to jump rope. You like to go riding a bike. You like to wrestle. You like to lift weights. Whatever it is that you do, every single day you are nuts if you're not getting a lot of physical exercise, especially as you age. All right, we'll pause for a moment here and continue on. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is here with us on Good Day Health.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion, to be part of a bigger picture. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months.
Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
I'm Nicole Feliciano, CEO of Mom Trends, and I've got three tips for having a great summer with your family. First, let's talk about meal prep. With Smithfield brand marinated fresh pork, meal prep is hassle-free. Find it in the refrigerated section, and it is super easy to get on the table. It's pre-seasoned. To get inspired with different options for what's available and recipes, head to SmithfieldRealFlavorRealFast.com. When it comes to pizza night, we really rely on the Virtuoso Classic Crust Pizza. It comes in a variety of toppings, super tasty. And to find out where it's available in a store near you, head to their website. When it comes to tackling laundry, what you're going to do is add in the Clorox 2 Stain Remover and Color Booster with your favorite detergent. You're going to get four times the stain removing power and twice as bright laundry in no time at all. So that's a quick laundry hack for you as well. For more tips, head over to MomTrends.com.
Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with an observation about the pulling of Obamacare. The people who dread it don't like it, and they're looking at the so-called replacement. They don't like that either. I don't understand why this is so hard for everybody to get. And this is mostly, maybe we're being barraged with so much information, becomes confusing. Let's be clear. The Affordable Health Care Act was not about health care. It was about insurance. So the Republicans in Congress are trying to craft a new health care plan, but it isn't. It's another insurance plan, a real health care plan that will be successful and have the confidence of the American people will be a plan that involves education and prevention. That's very big. From the earliest days in school, health courses teach children how their bodies work. Why do they get fat when they eat the stuff that comes from fast food restaurants? Why are they not fat when they eat vegetables and fruits and things that are good and natural? Why is that good for them? Why is it good for their body? Why is that so difficult? Other than the fact that the interests of you and me, the taxpayer, are not served by all of this stuff. We're serving the people who run the, we're in service to the politicians and the bureaucrats. You and I are. And so that's why Trump got elected. And whether he's going to be able to do, you know, bring back sanity to some of this stuff. I'm looking at story after story. I see these every day about health care that people get and what happens under various plans. And it's a horrifying situation. So take the bull by the horns. Get to your congressmen, your representatives, and tell them you want in the health bill, whatever health bill comes through, prevention. All right? Doug Steffen, Good Day Health. All right, 47 after the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell here. The focus on the news, one of the most troubling fake news stories from the world of medicine that I have seen are the reports on how good artificial sweeteners were going to be. This was before the age where we identified fake news as fake news, even though these people were a bunch of fakers. Now, these sweeteners are linked to a lot of health issues that people have. I don't even know why the stuff's still on the market. You know, the government's supposed to, with the FDA and all those fakers, you're talking about fakers, they're supposed to be protecting you. The food, what was that? What's the law that's passed that's going to raise hell with all of the production of food in our country, unnecessary Food Safety Enhancement Act. That was
yes.
It.
Yeah.
And they're working on are the things that American family farmers are trying to grow. And where the hell is their supervision when it comes to things like artificial sweeteners, Jack?
Well, you have, I'm afraid to say this, but you already know it. You have a Congress that has been bought and paid for 10 times over.
Yep. Sorry, why are you afraid to say that? It's true.
Well, you know, maybe I was trying to make it more dramatic than it may sound.
Okay.
But our own Orrin Hatch, who in the Senate, the longest-serving member of the Senate here from Utah, when he ran for election last time, a few years ago, the top 10 contributors to his campaign reelection funds do not do a drop of business in Utah.
Really?
And that's not just him. I only know that because I watched him, what was going on, because I was doing my daily radio show. But is he the only one in this country that we can say that about?
Pretty amazing.
I think the members of Congress should be wearing NASCAR jackets that have all the names of the contributors.
Just
when they
like
show
NASCAR.
Up on TV, so
everybody,
you know who owns them.
Country. Yep. All right, Jack, thank you. In this portion of the program, is 10 before the hour.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
Hi, I'm Gary Rathman. Hardly a day goes by where I don't hear the word racism or exclusion or victim or something referring to how people are being treated. Just so you know, I consider myself one of the last minorities in the U.S., the individual. It's in our DNA to be an individual and self-reliant. Watch any two-year-old, and their mantra is, no, I'll do it myself. The more we let government provide for us, the less liberty we have. Government loves us to be dependent on it for all that it can so it can keep its power. Independence and self-reliance are hard work. But being independent and self-reliant is the only way to live in this country and is the only way to recapture greatness both personally and nationally. The next time the government wants to help you, release your inner two-year-old and say, no, I'll do it myself. I'm Gary Rathman. It's an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here at 73 past the hour. I don't think so. 73 degrees in the studio where I am, but it's 53 past the hour. Jack visits from his perch as a NUCA board-certified chiropractor. He's a GAPS practitioner studying, that is, your gut. That's what a GAPS practitioner does. And so his focus is on the sorts of things that are natural, that are healthy, keeping a focus on our body. So when you hear his voice, you're going to think, what the hell happened to Jack? He's supposed to be a healthy guy. What's his problem?
Well, I had sinus surgery a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I have Medicare and all of the money I paid into it for 50 years, I decided, you know, I want to get some of that money back in case it disappears. However, I needed to have a couple of dental implants done. And when the dental surgeon was looking at where, you know, how to do this, and he didn't like the pictures. And he said, you need to go talk to an ENT. The ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to one and struck up a wonderful friendship. I mean, this is a Western medicine trained fellow who was open to everything that I had to talk about, even in the fact of not having to do antibiotics initially. And he said, yeah, he says, I can't believe you are sitting here with your not having your head buried in your hands from pain. He said, you ought to be going nuts with this. But he said, look at it. And I saw the CT scan. And I see MRIs, CT scans, x-rays all day long. I know how to look. I know how to read these things. And my maxillary sinuses were completely filled with fluid. And yeah. It was moving up into my ethmoid sinus, which is right underneath the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this isn't something that you play around with or you put off any longer. And so we decided to do the surgery. Then they had to, I was under for a couple hours because he said, well, I don't know how many times they say things like this, but he said, this is one of the worst cases I have ever seen.
Well, I'm going to add to that and to underscore for people listening, your sinuses are nothing for you to fool around with. And
no.
I'll tell you why Jack will continue with his story, his sinus story, as we continue here.
I'm Nicole Feliciano, CEO of Mom Trends, and I've got three tips for having a great summer with your family. First, let's talk about meal prep. With Smithfield brand marinated fresh pork, meal prep is hassle-free. Find it in the refrigerated section, and it is super easy to get on the table. It's pre-seasoned. To get inspired with different options for what's available and recipes, head to SmithfieldRealFlavorRealFast.com. When it comes to pizza night, we really rely on the Virtuoso Classic Crust Pizza. It comes in a variety of toppings, super tasty, and to find out where it's available in a store near you, head to their website. When it comes to tackling laundry, what you're going to do is add in the Clorox 2 Stain Remover and Color Booster with your favorite detergent. You're going to get four times the stain removing power and twice as bright laundry in no time at all. So that's a quick laundry hack for you as well. For more tips, head over to momtrends.com.
All right, so the sinus and your focus on your sinus, you get a sinus infection. Believe me, it's nothing to mess with. If you ever talk to an ear, nose, and throat guy, I was in, and this was not coincidental at all, Jack. On Friday of last week, I went to see an ear, nose, and throat guy because I had blood coming out of my ear, and I'm trying to figure out what the heck that blood is. And turned out that I had a bug bite in my ear, probably in some field somewhere on the farm. Bug gets in there and sticks and, you know, chews a little bit on your inner ear, and then goes someplace and you get a little bit of a discharge, but it cleared off, and he said, stop using Q-tips to clean out your ear. Well, that's nothing new. But in the interim, when you go to an ear, nose, and throat guy, I don't know if this is your experience or not, they automatically, as a matter, and I saw this guy last year for something else. Oh, I know, I had a bloody nose, and he cauterized it. But they take a little swab, and they stick it in your nose to numb the surface, and then they take this god-awful, it looks like a six-foot black tube and stick it down your nose, down your throat. You had that experience too when they were examining you?
They're a little more advanced than that now. And that six-foot-long black tube was about 3 inches or 4 inches long. And it forced my nose open for the draining. But I started with an infection too.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said I had a root canal that went bad that penetrated the membrane.
It comes from the gums and the teeth. You're right.
Absolutely.
I had that experience about 10 years ago. I had a bad impacted tooth. The dentist takes the tooth out. There's a little cyst in there. And he said another 3 weeks, that thing cooking in there, you'd have been gonzo right to your brain.
Yeah, that's how serious this stuff is.
Yeah,
and so that's why I finally decided I don't care how I'm going to sound on Doug's show. I'm sure Doug loves me enough.
I love you, Jack, and you sound just fine. I don't know what anybody's going to be concerned about.
Every day from now on, it's going to feel better. I feel great because I could breathe through my nose.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here, featured at 59 past the hour.
I'm Bob Derigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Quick question, how many calories are in a Big Mac hamburger? One of the changes required by the Affordable Care Act of 2010, known as Obamacare, was that restaurants would have to start posting information in their menus about calories. Yet more than 7 years after that law was enacted, the federal agency responsible for enforcing it still hasn't finalized the rules. If you've seen the calorie information at a restaurant, it's been provided voluntarily or because the city or state required it. Some experts applaud the delay of the federal rules and question whether posting the information is really effective or just another costly regulation. A year-long study in the state of Washington, where calorie labeling is required, found that fast food customers didn't start eating healthier. Let's be fair, new rules might not change our eating habits, but they'll cost restaurants more than $1 billion to implement. With summer carnival season in full swing, I'm just glad my funnel cakes won't come with a calorie label. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.